Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Viata's Tiny House Village. I'm Viata, and this is my village. This is actually my living room where we're going to do our joint rolling. But I want to welcome you because we are now live in Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we are. We're live in Blog Talk Radio. So I want to welcome our global family. And when we come back, we're going to do some joint rolling. And I got some awesome guests for you today. These ladies are so powerful. You don't want to miss any of it. So tell your friends, tell your friends, tell your friends. But now let's welcome our global family. This is the Blog Talk Radio platform, and we have a global, this is a global platform. I have friends in Singapore, yes, Singapore, and even Africa. We're all over the place because this is an important message that we need to share. So let us share our welcome video now with our global family.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face.
You have reached the on-air radio network. Please state your name.
World from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the On Air Radio Network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Yes, we are live in the Blog Talk Radio studio. We're live in YouTube, the Viata's Tiny House Village, and we're live on Facebook. So welcome, welcome, everybody. This is an important time to take charge of our health. We do not want a repeat of the last 4 years where our government tried to take care of our health and everybody else tried to take care of our health. My guests today are going to share with you the new world practitioners' role in the evolution of time today, where our health is the most important thing. And we're going to share with you a man who has brought so much knowledge and information to our lives, Dr. Daryl Wolf. He is how I met these beautiful ladies. But first, as you know, if you're new to Viata's Tiny House Village, if you're new to health and well-being with Viata, we do some joint rolling to get high every Friday morning. We're going to get high and roll these joints. No, not these joints, but these joints. And why are we doing that? Because, number one, it improves our circulation. Number two, it improves our lymphatic system. It helps drain all those toxins. And number three, it's our immune system. Get that immune system going. So that's why we do some joint rolling first thing in the morning. And I want to encourage you all to do this in bed. Before you get out of bed every single morning, do your joint rolling. Don't start the day without joint rolling and then get out and make your bed and do all the other things. But let's get some music going because I don't want to hold my guests are already here in the green room and I don't want to keep them waiting. So let me put on some music. Our music, Time for Healing by The Sounds of Blackness. I can't find a better music selection than this because the words are so relevant. And as you listen to the words and roll your joint, just think about how we are the change agents to what this music talks about, the fear, the wars, and all that. We're the ones who are going to make a difference and change all that. A new paradigm is coming. So we're going to start first with deep breathing. Take a deep breath through the nose, deep breath, and exhale through the nose or the mouth, whatever feels good for you. There's a reason we exhale through our nose, two nostrils. But sometimes it's good to exhale through the mouth, but not often. So deep breath in, and out. Deep breath in, and out. And let's remember to keep that breathing going throughout the joint rolling. So we start with our neck. We roll this head, big head around and lubricate our neck and loosen up our neck joints. And then we go to our shoulders, back and forward. And then we do a little swimming in the sea of energy. Then we're going to get on our backs, kick those legs up, and get our ankles and wrists, knees and elbows, and our hips lubricated with synovial fluid. That's what happens when we roll these joints around. The body automatically lubricates those joints. So let's get busy and just keep a smile on your face as we go.
Misunderstanding, take it to the brain. Right. Trying not to show because of foolish pride. But pain is a sin that is hard to cover. And it's the reason we mistreat each other. Yeah.
That is not the way that it's supposed to be.
Andy, now, if you humble, We're going to finish off with some vagus nerve stimulation because our vagus nerve is the largest pathway, the largest vein, largest piece of our body that goes to every organ in our body. So we want to stimulate it as we prepare to sit and learn from some powerful women today. So let's place it in the back of our neck, squeeze and release. Breathe in, squeeze and release. Breathe in, squeeze and release. Oh, just top it off like icing on the cake. Squeeze and release. And let's just pat down our arms, give our arms some love. And right here is where you got lymphatic lymph glands that need stimulating. You need a pit, not a poof. If you got a poof there, you got to get moving, get that pit, that poof moving, and just pat down, pat down. Let's finish off. Massage your thymus glands right here. That's your immune booster. Let's give that a little love pat, love pat. Breathe in, and don't forget the boobies. Got to rub the boobies. Give those boobies a little love. They need touching. Even if you don't have a man in your life, you need to be touching those boobies. And don't forget around the navel, your microbiome needs some love. Let's just rub around the navel. And finally, give your adrenal glands and kidneys a little love. Love, love, love. Thank your kidneys and your adrenal glands for all the great work they do. Love, love, love. So, we did it. And again, we about fly. Dr. Daryl Wolf, who we'll be talking about today, is always promoting fly, fly, fly. So I use it all the time in my shows. First, love yourself. If you're not doing that, nothing else is going to work really well. So let me move now from my floor, and you get to see my ceiling with all my beautiful plants and my fan, fancy fan. We're moving to the studio, girls and boys. Here we are. And I welcome you all to my studio now. And this guy behind me is my dad. We wrote a book together, Sherman Howard Football. He was my football hero for years. And he transitioned in 2019 at 95 years old. So he was my most influential person in my life, teaching me about health and well-being. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm his legacy. And I am so, so grateful to meet very powerful and beautiful beings like we have today. Welcome, Deborah and Dina. What was I about to say? How are you today? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
Yeah, and what a clear picture. Wonderful. Yes, how is it in Stuart, Florida? It's great in Orlando. We're all in the same state. Isn't that cool?
It's wonderful. It's beautiful. Yes, it is. I'm not hearing Dina. You're not hearing me?
Okay, what's that? Let me see. Make sure you're not muted. Say something, Dina.
Hello. Muted. I am right there. It says I'm here.
I'm not hearing her.
You're on your side. I might be muted. Can you tell her that, Inyana, please?
Okay. Are you muted on your side?
Not me. Okay, there we go. I got it.
Can you hear? Say something.
I'm happy and grateful to be here. You are a new world practitioner, my dear. You are. Your energy is contagious. I'm so happy and grateful, and I know Debbie's happy and grateful to be here with you this morning. It's just exciting. Your energy is beautiful. I mean, just I haven't met you. I haven't, spoken to you, but you are wonderful. So thank you for having us.
Oh, thank us. We say thank us because U.S. stands for United Spirits. And I give that greeting when I recognize the consciousness in other human beings that I'm with. So I say thank us. We are here as United Spirits, United Souls, to teach the world about New World practitioners. So I'm so excited, ladies. I'm going to just give you the mic. Either one of you, tell us a little bit about yourself. I always like to have my guests say, tell us where they were born, what their family life was like, that, and the events and experience that brought you to be this superstar you are today.
Well, if you want, I can start. I'm Dina Radio. I'm here in Florida, originally from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, okay.
Father Lebanese, mom French Canadian, and moved to Florida in my mid-30s. Upbringing, I would say, difficult and religious, but broke through it. Here I am. I've always been in health, nutrition, physical fitness, well-being, but this goes beyond. Each year you learn more, you apply more, you try new things. And then you find where you belong and you keep deep diving. So we're here in Stuart, Florida. And to be a New World practitioner is really what you're doing. It's someone who empowers you to become your own healer by addressing the being physically, emotionally, and energetically. We forget this part that we are electromagnetic beings. beings. So that's what we're here for, to talk about frequency, vibration, energy, and everybody's different. Everybody has their own frequency depending on their belief system and their upbringing. And then where do we release it? And then where do we let go? And then where do we trust that we're being guided in the right direction? And I said, you know, we're guided with you right now. So this is wonderful, wonderful. So
did you know Dr. Wolf?
No, I actually met him online as I'm deep diving, and about in 2019, actually 2020, when the government decided to be doctors. So
that's a nice way to put it, huh?
Yeah. So he was coming out with, you know, we are a nation of inflammation. We have issues and earth issues. And everything he was saying resonated with me. It was funny, but at that time, too, it was real. It was real. And I did try to train with him in Canada, and I couldn't go because of the restrictions and the obligations of being injected going to Canada. So we waited. And I made a declaration. I said, I will bring this man to Stuart. And we did. I did. You know, when you know in your heart, everything aligns. So we brought him to Stuart, and now he's coming back for a second term. So I met him on his Facebook, I believe, like you did, and followed him and paid for a consultation, followed the protocol, detoxed my body, and here I am as a new world practitioner, and I cannot say enough about this course, about becoming your own practitioner and driving your bus. This is your vehicle for your soul.
Hallelujah.
And no one can dictate to me what needs to be put in, taken out, and out, you know, we'll take care of it by loving it, detoxing it. You know, guess what? We bring our cars to the garage, we change the oil, we change the filter, we put the right gasoline, because like Debbie said, if you put diesel in a regular car, what are you going to have? A broken down car. And most people treat their bodies like a garbage can, expecting great results of focusing and performance and well-being. You get what you put in, bottom line.
And that's what we individually are teaching the people around us. I think if we were putting in garbage, we'd be as sad as they are on their standard American diet and more. So, Deborah, how did you meet Dina? And what? Tell us a little bit about your background, your childhood and all that.
Yeah, we have to laugh about that one. So let's start with me first. I was born in Hialeah, Florida. So lived in Miami my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah, born and raised. I started my career with City of Miami Fire Rescue, and I was there for over 27 years in the emergency. I worked fire rescue. I was the captain, and so I ran a firehouse. During that time before I left, I went ahead and, at one point, I did my, got my RN, and then, the end by getting my advanced registered nurse practitioner as I retired. So once I retired, I was able to do some research. I was always into natural type, you know, stuff through the years. And we kind of thought it was a nice mix, you know, Eastern and Western medicine. So, you know, found out that, no, really, it wasn't. So ended up, when I was about 50, I had moved up here to Stuart once I retired, and I started getting some pain in my hands. I was working in the yard. You know, I woke up the next morning and figured out, you know, I had arthritis. So I was like, no, that's not going to happen. So doing more research, found out what caused it, you know, actually all the foods, doing, you know, just these different things, changed my diet, got rid of that. And that kind of started the main part of the journey, you know, with me. And so how I met Dina, so it's a real interesting story. I was out to dinner with a girlfriend of mine, and she was out to dinner with her husband, and we're sitting at a restaurant, and the tables are cat a corner, and she's on the same side, you know, just, you know, a little cross from me. And so she hears me talking to my friend, and when she hears me, because we're pretty close and stuff, and she's like, she's telling Rob, I got to say something, because she likes what I was saying. And so she tapped me on the shoulder, and she said, do you mind if I say something? And I said, no, of course. And at that point, we've been so close. That was years ago, and it is just unbelievable. The friendship, everything, it just clicks. We were meant to meet at that time, and the universe does not give you anything that you're not. Put her in my life for a reason.
Wow.
The same thing. It put her in my life. We became instantaneously friends, and it led her to discover Dr. Wolf. Funny, she went to train prior to me because he changed the dates. My son was getting married and couldn't make the first round of dates. So she went out there, coming off with a Cellsonic. She said, I have Cellsonic. You have the people. Let's do this. And what she means by that, I'm also a sound practitioner. So my own business, soundvibration.net. So I'm already in the business of healing public. I create lectures and workshops. And we were the perfect fit. The perfect fit. And what she was talking about was like, everything resonated with my soul. It was like, I have to talk to this person. And ever since then, here we are. 3 years later, I believe, Debbie, it was 2021, something like that. And
yes, yeah.
Here we are.
It's 3 years now.
Yes. She's been through Dr. Wolf's course 5 times. For me, it will be my 3rd time.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 times. Going to be number 6 now in June.
So you went through
yes.
the non-surgical teaching? All of it. Okay.
All of it.
Yes.
You want to go in, even though you won't practice it, let's say you decide not to practice the part of the non-surgical. It's good for you to know. So you can do it on your knees. You can do it in areas of your own body. And when you are clapping yourself, this is called a clapper. I'm sure you've seen it on Dr. Wolf's
on his website. I've seen it on his website.
On his website, you know, you have a whole video on clapping, especially when you did the limbs. If your hand is not strong enough, there we go. You know, your neck, here we go. So a little help from a clapper doesn't hurt. So like you were doing the tapping, well, this is, you know, a little bit stronger, really brings the flow. And the bottom line, health equals flow. Without health, you have no wealth. So people are always afraid of investing in their own body, but it's okay to, you know, buy a $10 coffee drink every day, you know, and then buy this $200 dress, but yet you're putting it on a unhealthy body. So what's more important, the vehicle that's driving the dress or the dress that's on top of the vehicle? So we are adamant of being healthy, and we teach people, but again, you know that you can only lead a horse to water. Most people don't want to do the work.
And there's a saying, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make people think. You know, there's a drink, there's the drink, and then there's the think. You can't make them do either one. And I think that's where we are with our family sometimes. We can't make them think. So many people are wanting to discomfort themselves with dead food, processed food, drugs, and more. So we are here to not only educate but help people think about maybe changing some of the things. I had a guest on last week. She spent a lot of time in the emergency room, kind of similar, I think, to you, Debbie, where you said you were doing emergency work yourself. And so she saw a lot of death in that emergency room. And I said, well, how do you look at death now? She said, well, I'm kind of numb to it at this point. It was part of that, you know, they would try and revive a person in one room, And then in the next room, they'd go, and that person would be deceased. And then the cycle all day was like, she just got used to it, and no biggie, people dying every day. So how was your experience in that area, the stress and the traumas that you experienced? Did you have to detox from that career?
No, I pretty much, I think I handled it pretty well. I do know people, there are so many retired firefighters. They're big time drinkers, alcoholics. I don't think that they dealt with it well. I just went in, and there were a few calls during my, you know, my whole experience that, you know, took a little bit more of a toll than the average. But I don't know. There was just something, you know, I kind of say I've been awake without knowing that I was awake. And I did make certain choices in my life through the years that I didn't understand why I made them. And then once I woke up and then I see that now, I think that's why I handled the job so well. I don't, you know, there's people that don't sleep, that, you know, everything. My hardest one was when probably a couple that had been together like 50 years and the spouse would die. And, you know, they wake up in the morning and we go there and the person would have died through the night.
Oh.
It was hard to see, you know, someone lose that person after they've been with somebody for so long, you know, my heart. But knowing the things that I know now about, you know, this journey that we have on this universe, you know, we're here for a certain amount of time. And that time is that it's meant to be. So people don't die. We are spirit beings and we live forever. So these people are still with us. They're in spirit. Your dad is with you, behind you. He's always there with you. And so once you know these things, it's a lot different. You know, I think you can handle things a little bit easier. So
yeah. Now, dude, what about your family that prepared you for such a great attitude in your career? Did you have siblings, and what type of religion did you grow up in?
So I have one sister. No, she didn't really. We just did our own thing. We were both raised to be independent. I just made the choice. My thing was when I was probably about 16 years old, I thought, what am I going to do? And my personality was I just couldn't be sitting in an office every day doing the same thing. I had to pick a career that something was going to be different every day. And fire rescue was different every day. So I did pick the right career. I loved it. It was a wonderful experience. I wouldn't change a thing. I'd do it all over again. You know, the things driving us in any job, that's normal, but it was great. My family always supported my decisions. You know, when my grandmother was alive, she always would, you know, support everything. Even like when I graduated fire college, give me a card with a little money in it, which she could afford. I know people that their families didn't support their choices and did not want, and especially a female in the the fire department back in the 80s, because I got on in like 1988. So it was kind of still a new thing that women in the fire service. So I had a good friend that her family, you know, it was, they just looked at her like it was beneath her, you know, it was something that, yeah, so... But I always, and I still do, even though they all, you know, think I'm crazy, but my craziness wears off on them. because, you know, it's you're always the crazy one because you're different. But as you lead by example, the ones that look at you follow. And so they pick up on things. So when they have an issue, they call me. And when they, like, even my niece, when I was there doing the training in Bonita Springs last year, you know, Dr. Wolf uses, he talks about structuring the water that you drink. Because remember, we're frequency, so let's put the water in the frequency that it should be in, the way that the rain comes down, the way that the earth gives it to us. And as I'm there, she's watching me structure, you know, all my water and even the water I give to the dogs. And she, you know, she asked me about it, and then she wanted a structure unit. So she's structuring all her water.
So if I can get them to make little changes, then that's just a little bonus. And she's done four changes because she's, you know, I point things out to her, but I don't ever tell them what to do because people have to make decisions on their own and they have to be willing to make that change because you can sit here and try and tell people, but if you don't want to hear it and don't want to receive it, you're never going to. So, you know, it's even with my mom, who's 80 years old now, you know, at the time she was like, you know, 77, whatever. When I came back from the first class and I got home, she had some issues, you know, one in her shoulder, one in her knee. And I knew that I'm not going to tell this woman that I'm going to give her a treatment. You know, I just got out of class. I'm so excited. I know how to do this, you know. And, you know, I come back and I had to go down to my sister's, which is in Miami, to pick up my dogs. And first thing, my brother-in-law, he's like, I have plantar fasciitis. Can you give me a foot treatment? And I said, yes, that's no problem. So I give him a foot treatment. People live with plantar fasciitis, and let me explain what it is. It's the inflammation on the tendon on the bottom of your foot. So it can usually take 6 months to go away. And usually what happens is when you get up in the morning, you know, you have, your foot is very stiff, and then once you get moving, it's better, but you just get this heel pain, and it's very intense. Most doctors will give an injection for it, and that doesn't even solve the case. I did one treatment on him, and he stood up, and he was like, oh, I'm 50% better. Like, he could tell immediately, and within 1 week and one treatment, he was completely healed. So she was watching, my mom was watching me do treatments on the other people, but I still wouldn't say anything. And she turned around finally and she says, well, I have shoulder pain and I have a knee problem. And I said, well, then you need to call and make an appointment. You know, you have to make them, they have to want this. It's not something I can try and tell you, you need this, because if you don't want it, if you don't understand that this is going to heal you, And you know, just get there, you're never going to be healed. You have to really want your body to heal. And I did a shoulder treatment on her. I did a knee treatment on her, and she was great. It was, you know, it was perfect. She gets it. You know, at the time, 78, she did well with the treatments. And now she, you know, it's years later now that we're doing this. She suffered with migraine headaches her whole life since she's been 17 years old.
Wow.
And anyway, she's tried everything, been to every doctor, been to everything. Well, we know it's the foods. We know it's the you know, the environment, the foods, everything. So I have, you know, like Dina said, in the first class, I went ahead and bought the Cellsonic for the practice because me and Dina have the practice, Stewart Health and Healing. And so we ended up, one of the things that you can do is you can Cellsonic the back of the head in the occiput area here. And so I have done treatments on my mom, and now, you know, after the first treatment, you know, a month later, I said, you need to come over and get another treatment. She says, well, I don't have any headaches. And I said, well, that's why we're going to do another treatment, so you don't get more headaches. So she, you know, she understands now. She had like an ear infection. She woke up one morning, and then 2 days later, she comes over to do something. And you know, she's old school. She's got cotton in her ear. And I'm laughing. I'm like, Mom, why do you have cotton in your ears? Well, my ear's hurting. I have an infection. I said, well, how long? She says, 2 days. And I'm like, hello, I'm here. So I bring her in. I Cellsonic her. I give her the products to put in her ear, natural products, nutraceuticals, high vibrational, infinite iodine, the colloidal silver gel. And after I Cellsonic and she uses this in a day, she has no ear pain. So it's amazing. The treatments, we did not, you know, she didn't have to go to the doctor. She didn't have to get petroleum-based, you know, antibiotics and stuff like that. So it's a beautiful thing when you learn to become your own practitioner.
Yes, and that's what I love about Dr. Wolf, is that he's always emphasizing not just that you can be healed, but
you want to learn something and become your own practitioner to continue practicing, keeping your body in balance. And he's just phenomenal. And I just ordered one of his products, the C, I think it's the C.
C60,
because I've been wearing glasses all my life practically. And I saw Dr. Wolf interviewing someone a year ago on the pelvic restoration, and she was putting on her glasses, and he mentioned, well, once you take the C60, you won't need the glasses. He said, I was taking the C60. Now I can read that chart, even the small print. And I'm like, ooh, I need that. So that'll be my first product that I've ordered from him. And I'm excited about that. But we have a caller. Are you ladies ready to take a call from a listener?
Sure.
And then we're going to go to a break. But I don't like to keep my callers. If someone raises their hand, I'd like to get to them and ask them.
Admiral Nelson Bay.
Admiral Nelson Bay from Chicago. Go ahead.
What the sister is saying, it's amazing. She said something about how it is that we're spirit and that we live forever. You know, Naima has been saying the same thing, and there's some science behind what she's saying. And as the next mayor of Chicago, I would love to have this sister as our Chicago fire superintendent or something. I mean, I just see her in Chicago city government because we need her knowledge and her spirit and her she'll be wonderful for morale and esprit de corps in the fire department.
She's moved on from that field. So do you have another question for her on new world practitioner advice for you?
My number is 773-221-8362. Will she please call me so that I have her number so that I'm at least able to speak with her directly over the phone?
Oh, okay. Well, I think maybe what I'll do is give you what Dina, Debbie, how do you work? You want to have people call you, or do you like to have people give you their number? How does that work for you?
They can feel free to call us.
Okay.
They can look at our website. Website is Stewart Health and Healing. And if they missed the number also, the number is there on the website. So my phone number is 305-342-9559. And Dina?
Mine is 786-488-7782. You can also email us. Our information is on the website.
All right. So we're going to, if you missed that, those of you in the studio listening, if you missed that, we'll give that at later in the show as well. But we want to go to a commercial. And when we come back, we want to learn more about all the things that Debbie and Dina do in Stewart. Let's go to a commercial. And as so many of you know, I'm a partner with Melaleuca Company. And they give such good informational videos on their website. And so I'm playing this particular one because it's so informative. We're going to learn a little bit about why you need to clean up your environment inside and out.
Have you ever wondered why some of the healthiest people still get sick? Or why the occurrence of learning disabilities like ADHD have drastically increased over the last 50 years? How is it that the cancer rate has gone from 1 in 8,000 back in the 1910s to 1 in 2 today? Isn't it odd that even though we are more focused on health than ever before, that there's still been an increase in diseases, disorders, illnesses, and other conditions that destroys your quality of life? What if we told you that the very things you're using in your home to avoid these health concerns are actually a problem? If you're in your home, you know how overwhelming it can be to keep your family safe. Today, we'd like to welcome you and simply provide you with some important information and shed some light on some health concerns you may not be aware of. Over the last 100 years, thousands of toxic chemicals have been introduced into society because of an excessive oversaw of chemicals designed for warfare in the Second World War. Today, as the 2013 documentary, The Human Experiment states, quote, 42 billion pounds of toxic chemicals enter into commerce every day. That amount would fill up 623,000 tanker trucks. And as we speak, there are over 80,000 such chemicals on the market in the U.S. Over the last half century, chemical usage has gone up by 2,000%. And it isn't until there are enough people hurt by these products that there are even questions raised. Does this sound familiar? On July 12, 2018, the well-known grocery store brand of talcum and baby powder company, Johnson & Johnson, was ordered to pay a $4.6 billion lawsuit. As it was said, they knowingly covered up asbestos in their product for over 40 years, and we have been trustingly using it on ourselves and our most precious of all things, our newborn baby. As parents, we work hard to keep our families safe and healthy. We diligently try to choose the best brands at the grocery store for our families. After all, keeping a clean home is an important part of good health. But is it possible that cleaning your home is dangerous? 7.3 million American couples have trouble conceiving or carrying a pregnancy to term. This is a 49% increase since 1988. Recent studies have shown that babies that do make it to term are being born pre-polluted, with up to 28 harmful chemicals in their blood, with indicators that over 400 more were present, all without ever eating food, drinking water, or even breathing air.
So this information is brought to you by Melaleuca.com, and I am a holistic life coach. So I'm here with my guest today to not only inform, educate, but to encourage you to look for a life coach, look for a holistic place where you can change what needs to change to take charge of your health. And here's some more information about me. I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my three-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato. So we are a team here today. Thank you all for joining us today. I'm here with Debbie and Dina, who are the, you're the owners, managers of Steward Health. How do I describe what you're doing?
We are the co-owners. We are the owners and founder of StewardHealthandHealing.com, yes.
And what do you offer at Steward? Are you the only employees? Do you have other employees?
Nope.
The two of you. Okay, so what goes on at Steward Health? Tell us a little bit about what you're offering at Steward Health.
We offer lifestyle coaching, emotional coaching, body work, energy work. So we offer, you can visit the website, stewardhealthandhealing.com. You're going to see there's different options. Again, if you want emotional coaching, it doesn't go without the physical coaching and the energy coaching. So we treat the person as a whole. A lot of the clients come through word of mouth, Doc Wolf, and my business in sound healing. Sound healing downshifts the nervous system. So you already have a group of people coming in to heal themselves. They understand the meaning of healing. So then I also draw them to other devices. We have the Vitatron. We have the vitamin D light, I have the resonant light frequency behind me right here. Debbie has the subsonic behind her. So we have energy, vibration, and frequency that you can put internally on the body, and then, of course, waves that come to you and through you through sound, through photon waves, through Viatron waves. So there's a lot of information we can't go over here within an hour. But if you visit the website, you can read more about it. You can give us a call. We'll allocate 5-10 minutes to the conversation, what's your objective, and then we can lead you into where you want to go, just like your practice, Vinyana, because, you know, you need to change the oil of your car. Before we start putting things in, we need to release things out. You're on overload. When you come and see us, most people are very, very toxic. So what do we need to do? Detox your body. And we teach you how. We tell you about coffee enemas. I don't want to put that up there. You do. This is the way to go in and heal. Oh, vaginal infusion. Oh, what is that? Well, we teach you that these are the holy grail areas that you can heal your internal body, the belly button. All areas are meant to send in high frequencies so that you can heal yourself rapidly by detoxing, by nourishing, not eating, nourishing. You know, most people eat processed food, even the vegans. Read the label of processed cheese. You tell me if you want to put that in your body, you know? So, yeah, we begin there. We begin. Debbie, do you want to add something right now?
Yeah, so the woke non-surgical that, you know, people, a lot of people are searching and on their journey because they wake up kind of like me, and one day you start having pain, you start having discomfort, you know something's wrong. So the Wolf Non-Surgical is this amazing, it's an amazing therapy where we go in there and we open up the scar tissue, we open up the calcification, we open up the crystallization, and we bring that tissue back to life, back to the way it was. So people who, you know, like they say, you know, someone's like, well, the doctor said I'm bone on bone in the knee and I need a knee replacement. We say, no, you don't. So we can go in there with our elbow and loosen this all up. And depending on the, you know, how bad somebody is, will depend on how many treatments that they need. I've done people who just do one treatment and then they're fine, and then there's other people that can take, you know, 5 treatments or 8 treatments. So it really depends on, you know, what's going on in their own body. But
the method that we use with the elbow, right? Explain that, because it's a method that we use with the elbow. We pinpoint it. Because between the bone on bone, you have a beef jerky that's dehydrated right there. So when you open it, what comes back? The blood flow, the oxygen, and the beef jerky's back into a piece of beef. That's how you can avoid surgery. You remove the calcification. We have testimonials of ladies being signed up, pre-op for hip replacement, and they just canceled their surgery.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let me just give a disclaimer here, because I want to ask you how you handle this in your clinic, because this show is not intended to replace any advice you might be receiving from your doctor. And I learned that early on in my health training, that always give a disclaimer because they're always listening and watching. But if you have any chronic or acute condition that you have not been able to resolve by going to the Stewart Health Clinic, by talking to a health coach, then by all means, seek a professional health doctor advice. But we are here to educate and share our experiences, and these ladies have a lot of experience with helping people heal their body. So continue, Dina or Debbie, about I'm really curious about the non-surgical teaching. I was like totally fascinated. And I see Dr. Wolf's son teaching it all over the world. He's been in Australia even.
Yeah,
this is a powerful knowledge to have. Go ahead.
So So we are, you know, you can basically do this technique anywhere from the head to the toe. We do the whole body. It's amazing. Whether you have sinus issues, whether you have back pain, if you have plantar fasciitis like I was talking about, we do abdominal lifts. We do breast lifts. I had a woman that came to me with very fibrotic tissue in her breast. I mean, I was kind of amazed when I, felt them. And it just goes in there and breaks that tissue apart and allows that blood to come back, allows those, cells to heal the way that they stood eating through the years. Like I said, people, they have to understand, depending on how much your mind and your belief systems have created the issues will depend on how bad it is and, how many treatments. I had an injury when I was 10 years old. I was thrown in the pool and my head did not make it. So I had a big old Frank Flintstone knot on the back of my head.
Wow.
I did not realize at that time the scar tissue that formed from that knot went all the way down into my neck and all the way up the back of my head. And at 50 years old, I started having, clicking, and I didn't know what it was. Guess where I'm going? To the chiropractor, because what else do you do? You got to get readjusted. You got to feel better. So once I took the class and had the first treatment, I was like, they went in, and I didn't even, because I'm doing the class, every body part that we did, I was like, oh, that's an injury from this. Oh, that's an injury just through my life. It just took me back to my different injuries, but, little things that I've had happen.
So you're talking about the non-surgical class.
Right.
Right, okay.
The non-surgical. So they're doing a treatment. It didn't matter which body part. You through your life, you develop injuries. And so what happens is the body creates scar tissue. It creates the calcification. It creates these things. So when this injury happened at 10, the scar tissue kept growing down into my neck and affected me. If I would have never went to take the class and have a treatment, I would be going to the chiropractor for the rest of my life. And my first neck treatment with the non-surgical technique completely, it was amazing. It was, they took the scar tissue and pulled it all apart, opened up everything. I, for the next 3-4 weeks, I was like, oh my gosh, I got up out of bed. I didn't have to twitch. I'm always like this with my head. Didn't have that. But at 4 weeks, it started doing it again. It started feeling stiff. So we need to bring back the people remember, we have muscle memory. The body has been like this. The muscles have been like this for a while. We need to continue to open these things up. So usually a minimum of 3 treatments in an area is necessary to get that muscle to remember where you were at. But I live, an amazing life with no neck pain, no clicking, none of that. I never have to do this to my head and stretch it out. I do my normal daily stretching, yes, but the typical stuff that was happening to me on a daily basis, I don't have that anymore. So
it's called reversing the irreversible. Whatever doctor wants to cut you, burn you, pill you, you can make a choice. Once you are well informed, you can make a decision to go the way you want to go, the way it feels right for you. I will not be dictated to get a biopsy or get chemo or radiation or give me medication. I will choose what I feel is right for me, knowing from my depth of my soul and my heart, as we are all frequency, you can feel that vibration that says yes or no and which way you're going. And what people are getting is that they're afraid of the white coat. They get in front of a doctor and they think they are God. I have news for you, and that's for a whole other chapter that we can talk about from my own quote-unquote diagnosis, from the doctor. We're not going to get into it. It's a little too long right now, but I made the choice because, one, this course gives you this, the value of information. that you can make these decisions and not be afraid. Not be afraid of what the doctor tells you because they're trained that way. Go beyond. You have a full support team with Debbie and I. Even if you're a practitioner in another state, you have Doc who supports us. So this course in June, the New World Practitioner is the last one in the U.S. It is in Stuart, Florida from June 5th to the June 30th. We have the whole life coach from the 5th to the 13th. You have the non-surgical from the 15th to the 26th. And then you're going to jump in to the pelvic restoration, which is the 3-day, 28th to the 30th. So those are your options here right now. And we have hotels near the area, Airbnbs. There are people coming together. And you can be your own practitioner and learn to love yourself first and foremost. And you said that. Most people don't know how to love
yourself. Yeah.
And when you do respect yourself, no one, not a white coat, not your parents, nobody can tell you what to do with what feels right for you. My biggest lesson, I'm just going to say that short, I lost my 57-year-old sister to the system. She was a nurse practitioner for... I want to say the dying, but what is it? She was a hospice nurse for 25 years and saw every single person die from the treatment that she decided to do.
Oh.
Meanwhile, she had me who was willing to just, here it is, you can do this, and I will do that with you. We'll go to Mexico together. And she pushed back, and Debbie supported me through it all because there were moments I think I wanted to choke her for not understanding. But again, it's just language. Every person has their own journey, and you got to learn to step away when it's not your space anymore. And I had a choice, fight or love. I decided to love her till the end, watched the biggest, I would say, horror movie of my life, because I knew there were other options. And I said, you know, God, just help me through this. And that's
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah.
Now, I chose different ways to heal myself and not allow the system to tell me what to do.
Well, we have a similar testimony because I lost my sister when she was 55 to breast cancer. Now, my lesson was the biggest lesson of my life with her because she moved to Florida from Chicago, and she moved away from Chicago because her only child was hit by a car at 14 years old and died in one day. So that was the shock and trauma of what I call German New Medicine back here. That's why this chart is here. It has taught me why people have breast cancer in their left breast versus their right breast. And so her staying with me for 9 months, like you just said, it was the most traumatic experience for me. But see, I was working at a health food store at the time, and we were trying alkaline water, we were juicing, we were doing coffee enemas for 9 months now. We were doing all this in my house because I knew I had all this knowledge, and that's why she came to live with me. Fast forward to April of the following year, and she had to go into hospice because the trauma of losing her only child was grief, unforgiveness, and guilt. And I watched her carry those emotions for 9 months. I didn't know how to get rid of them at that time. I'm an EFT practitioner, so I do a lot of tapping now. But at the time, this was in 2005, I didn't have all that knowledge I needed to help her with the emotional let go. So on the third day of the week at 3 p.m. In room B3, the threes were everywhere. She took three breaths. Phew, it was like frustration and guilt hit me. Why couldn't I help her, blah, blah, blah. But the lesson for me was the power of emotions, because her emotions overruled everything we did naturally, the alkaline. I mean, we had tons of alkaline water because there was a store next to where I worked that was giving us gallons of alkaline water. So the lesson, that's why I love what you're doing, because you're incorporating the emotional healing, the physical.
It's absolutely necessary. It's the first thing, because the invisible creates the physical. And you cannot do that work. If she's not willing to feel it and understand it and process it through your heart and let go.
Yep.
You know, the other day,
just to tell you, when I got the results back of that thing, I'm going to talk to you another time, right? It came back, I'm just going to say, benign. Well, I was right here, and I screamed the power out of my body. I just screamed it. Whoa! And that was because I was holding it, because I knew it was benign, but there's always a doubt, you know? There's always that human side. I screamed it. I shut those patio doors, and I let that emotion go. That was it. Because when you understand that, you're not keeping it into your tissues, because issues are in your tissues are caused by the emotional part of you. In my sound healing, I talk a lot about that. It's an opportunity. It's a class teaching. It's short, concise, and I talk about how emotion creates your physical ailment. And you know it. You have the board behind you. Your body speaks your mind. If you don't let it go, and there are times we don't remember. So that's why in sound healing, people cry. I said, let it go. It means nothing. It doesn't mean you're sad. It means you're letting go. And that deep, deep sadness is in your lungs. The anger is in your liver. And when it overflows, it goes into your gallbladder. How many people know people that have their gallbladder removed? Right? Why? Oh, it's not necessary. Yes, it is, but you've been so angry throughout your life that it leaked into your gallbladder and saved your liver because you'd be dead by now.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, yeah, and my sister had a lot of attachments to her childhood. She had a lot of unprocessed emotions I couldn't even dive into, you know. So I said, let me just love her and be with her until the end, and that was my lesson.
Yeah, and you know, we all have our journey, and when, you know, your sisters were ready to leave, they're leaving, and that's what it boils down to. People come in, and they already are going to leave when they're going to leave, and there's nothing that we can do to change that except for love them and, you know, try to make it as comfortable as it is, and Dina did a wonderful job with her sister. It was amazing. It was a tough journey. She handled it so well, and I think if people could be educated on these things, it could change the world, you know.
Yeah, and that's why we are thanking us, because we're united in our mission to educate and to help and to grow. I have grown so much. I've been in Blog Talk Radio 11 years on my Sunday show, Soul Purpose Healing. And I have, you know, the biggest gift is learning to listen. Because Blog Talk is about talking, 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 and sharing, sharing, sharing. But over the years, when I would have guests like yourself, I would have to listen and learn to improve the next show and improve my life. And so that's what listening is key to me right now in my life, to understand why I might get triggered if I do get triggered. I rarely get triggered anymore, but I trigger everybody sometimes, because when we're speaking our truth, people are going to get triggered. And let me go to the comments here. They're piling up here. I want to, you got you ladies, I don't want to say got you ladies, to share your thoughts from the comments. We've got Regina, a great being, beloved. I love this woman's comment. She's a regular listener, and I always bow to Empress. We have royalty in the house, and she is so uplifting, so positive. Thank you, Empress Regina, for greeting us today. And then Zelda is our Monday morning host. She says, grand, rising, beautiful queen, sisters, thanks for sharing a wealth of information. And thank you, Zelda, for commenting with those positive words. And then Naima Latif is our executive producer of the Female Solution. She says, pain in the body is created by an unloving thought toward the self. Over time, the negative vibration of the thought manifests as a malfunction in the body. So as you can see, Naima is a teacher and has a lot of experience. And pain, to me, is about inflammation. And the thing that, one of the things I'm sure you can comment on this, inflammation is caused by our thoughts, our emotions, and our food. So it's on several levels. So how, when you have people come in who are dealing with pain, What are some of the things you try and help them understand about that pain?
It's interesting that you say that, because I had a woman come in a couple weeks ago, and she had a knee replacement. So through word of mouth, she came here, and the first thing, I'm going to do a knee treatment on her. So she had already the implant in her knee, so we can't do anything about it, but we can do a treatment to break up the scar tissue that's formed in the last year. So while I'm doing the treatment, you know, I said to her, let's talk about your diet. And I said, what did you eat yesterday? And she starts off by a bowl of cereal. And then she says, I had lunch. I had a chicken pot pie. And I said, okay, let's stop right here. And it was just, and she had pain in her other knee. And she had a lot of issues going on. And I said, well, if we can't change your diet, you're going to be waking up every day feeling this way. So I said, we need to go to a plant-based. I said, you have to get the processed foods out. You have to get all this poison that you're putting in you. And she had been on plant-based earlier in her life. So she, you know, went ahead and made the change. And she texted me like 7 days later. And she says, I feel great. The next day, she totally changed her diet. She says she's had less inflammation, less pain, and she's doing great. And I said, well, let me know when you want to come back and we'll do the other knee. You know, so it's really up to the individual person. This woman just went right out and did it. And she was, I mean, you tell me you're eating a chicken pot pie, and I'm going to be like, wow, that's pretty bad, because, I mean, that's completely processed, and you don't even know what you're putting in your mouth at that point.
But it's so comforting. My ex-husband used to buy those things. There was a restaurant here, and you probably know which one, in Orlando. He bought those things every week, and I went in there one day. I said, I got to know what's in this, because my husband just loved this. Woo, boy. Poison. But he's very overweight now. But he loves that. That's a great comfort food, you got to admit, is chicken pot pie. It reminds you of your childhood. It tastes great. All that is combined, and you're just, you go into a high that you've never had. But go ahead.
You go into a coma, and what you're feeding is your parasite.
Yes.
Whatever you're feeding is your parasite talking to you.
Yeah.
Sugar, pot pie, you know, it's an emotional attachment to food like anything else, and that is the most difficult thing your husband would have to quit. He said, what's your addiction? What's the thing you like the most? You got to quit it. Simple. It's harming you. It's up to you to take massive action. And when we meet the patient, the client at their level, you want to meet them at their level. And, of course, as Debbie's treating him, you evolve. So what's your diet like? And when they hesitate, you know it's off the chart. And no one wants to admit the truth. They lie to you. Oh, I eat well. What's eating well for you? Well, I have, you know, organic mashed potatoes and grass-fed beef. Well, it's not quite part of what we believe is healthy, and it causes, you know, a lot of inflammation. And you know, you've been listening to Dr. Wolf, that dairy, we're the only mammal that keeps drinking and eating somebody else's milk. It's time to let go, people. But again, the system is well-rigged. Everything is well-rigged. The medical, the food industry, they're all connected. The pharmaceuticals, it's a well-oiled machine, people. So if you want to follow that and jump over with all the other sheep down the ravine, go ahead, or you become your own practitioner. And this is the opportunity to learn. And then you can make that decision. So we decided to become our own practitioners. We deep dive. I just healed my little kitty who's 16 years old. Debbie heals her 15-year-old dog. We open, you know, the pathway of my dog's hips. So we also treat animals. So that could be another total different show. Again, it's up to you, people. Where do you want to go? And let me tell you, the treatment for cancer is 2.3% successful. Do I want to take that chance, or do I want to do it my way? And then we have another cancer survivor, Jackie, who's 82 years old now, and we can bring her on another one. So we have a lot of these things that people make decisions for themselves according to what feels right to them. Science should be gone by now if she did chemo or radiation. Gone.
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah, Jackie
Jackie's one of my neighbors, and she's 78 when she got diagnosed with breast cancer, and she also had a hip fracture. Long story short, she refused all the treatments, and she went ahead and took massive personal action, made changes in her life. And last week, she went to go get her third thermography test, which shows the inflammation in the body. And she is completely doing wonderful, no inflammation in that breast. For 81 years old, she's out riding her bike every day, twice in the neighborhood. And so she is just a miraculous person that's a massive personal action. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing when people do this.
And the thing is, the person that's eating that pot pie is really not aware of what's in it. She told Debbie, like, it was natural to eat cereal and milk and the pot pie. And you know, they think this is, a lot of people do not think that food is medicine. They think that they can put all this food in their body and not have a reaction. I have a like great saying that Doc says, bad mood. So when you see someone that's moody, just know that they shoved down a lot of garbage in their body. So there are a lot of signs that we learn with Doc. Intuitively, we know. Someone that's overweight and tells me they eat well, come on. You're showing for it. And like Doc said, you know, you're lucky you're gaining weight because all that processed food doesn't know where to go. So it's just fat, you know, stuffing itself in your fatty tissues instead of killing you instantaneously.
Well, speaking of doctors, our Naima Latif, our exec, she has another comment about doctors. She says, doctors are trained to treat the malfunction in the body, but if you remove the unloving thought toward the self, the body will heal. So I'm sure. And then she says, guilt is unforgiveness of the self. So we've got women on the Female Solution who are very informed and educated about all this. So doctors, let's talk about doctors for a minute, because Dr. Wolf is the doctor that we should be listening to. This guy, you gotta go to his DACA website, folks, and we're all trained under him, and we're practitioners under him, and you will never be the same. Once you start following Dr. Wolf, what's your impression of Dr. Wolf versus the typical doctor that we were using or going to as children?
So my first thing, when Dina sent me a video of Dr. Wolf, so I watched it, and I just laughed, and I loved him because he said the truth. And so I tell people, you either will love him or you will hate him, because if you don't want to hear the truth, don't listen to him.
Yeah.
He listens to you straight out. He tells you what you need. He tells you the emotional part of it. He tells you the belief systems, your food. And, you know, and sometimes it can be a little overwhelming for the person that doesn't want to, you know, they want to kind of claim like, oh, for me, you know, and it's fun to stand up and get rid of that, oh, for me, and become that leader and become that person that you can be. Everybody should be their own leader. Everybody should be making their decisions. Nobody should be allowing anybody else to make the decisions, and they should be able to talk to, you know, them. You know, there was something with Dr. Wolf, and I had to have a discussion with him, and I said, no, I just said it the way that it was. Most people would never say that to Dr. Wolf, and I'm like, he's just Dr. Wolf. He's just Daryl. He is a man just like anybody else, and if I can't speak my piece, then I'm not that leader. I need to be right at his level, and I see a lot of people, they think they're less of themselves. You know, they don't think as high. You have to get your belief system and put yourself up there to be sure of yourself. And you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know everything. But you have to be able to get to that level of communicating and not being afraid. Get out of that fear. Get out of everything like that, and it will change your life.
For a new person that doesn't understand our conversation, because a lot of people don't understand how to change their thoughts. They don't understand that. The
We have to gently lead him into it. You know, we get it because we teach Dr. Wolf. We apply it. We get better 1% every day. And in 100 days, you change yourself 100%. These people are so toxic. You really have to start at the physical level and lean into the emotional. You can't tell them one day, hey, your left side is because your child died at 14. And that's they don't understand that. You know that. So even with your assistant director, she's advanced. You can tell by the way she's speaking. The doctors are trained to patch up your broken part. We either fill you, poison you, cut you open. Cutting you open causes the most scar tissue ever. And right now they're cutting all these new women having babies. Oh, let's just schedule you for a cesarean. It's much better. Meanwhile, the baby does not go through the canal. It doesn't grab the mom's,
flora.
As it comes out the canal.
Right.
Everything is done on purpose, okay? We have to wake up. They don't have your best interest in mind unless it's really someone that, because even then, you're a number and you're a money sign to them. So Dr. Wolf is not about that. He's about freedom, independence, and choice. Here are your options, people. What are you going to do about it? Get off your butt, take responsibility for your life, and stop your pour me another drink. This is the victimhood that we are in, and we just follow along. Yeah, the doctor said, oh, my doctor said. Come on, get over it. Snap out of it. You become you. You decide what you're going to do about yourself. And that's it. I have no patience for the person that cries over the phone and but Debbie knows. And you test them out right away. Here's the deal. You're like this wife. Well, you know, I'm Italian. And where did that get you? 100 pounds overweight. You want to keep staying Italian? You want to keep staying because of the dog? And was it because of what you put in your mouth? Bottom line. So we've become our own practitioners. And I'm going to call them out the same way. You're 100 pounds overweight because you can't stop eating. That's it. And you're putting the wrong food in your body. And if you want to change this, call me, and I'm going to hold you accountable through the process. We're going to have some homework to do, and we're going to get better, and we're going to evolve. If not, I'm out. As a coach, I have an exit. You don't do the work, I'm out.
Well, let me give you another situation where the person is not overweight, but they're underweight. In fact, they're having trouble gaining weight. And they're in their late 70s. Well, not they're in their early 70s. Vietnam veteran, lots of trauma as a child, and now they're having trouble. They're having trouble with their prostate because they're having trouble urinating and spending a lot of time in the bathroom.
Why do you hate yourself so much?
Yeah.
Why do you hate yourself so much? You need forgiveness.
So people that are skinny are terrorists to themselves. They're more, it's even more intense than people who are overweight. So that comes, you know, as soon as you said about the childhood, I was like, there it is. You know, you have your answer right there. So very traumatic childhood. And that's the stuff that person has to release. You remember, these issues are stored in our tissues. And so when we do the treatment, a lot of the emotional can come out. It can be stored in your ankle. If you had a car accident and you broke your ankle, that could store that accident in that ankle, okay? When we go in there and do a WOOP non-surgical treatment, we release these issues that are in your tissues. And some people have emotional releases. We even do a heart release, which releases the heartache that you've had for your whole life. You know, all the relationships, all the issues with love, it builds this wall up over your heart. It calcifies and the scar tissue and everything. And we're never told this. And I saw it firsthand. I've done 5 classes. I had a woman who was in one of the classes, and she was 59 years old. She already had 2 heart attacks. She wanted a heart release from Dr. Wolf. So he wanted me to self-sonic her first in the area. And when I went to go put the gel on her, I could not believe the wall of calcium that was coming off of her sternum. It was actually pushing her breast over That's how much calcium she had built up there. So when you see it firsthand and you see these things, you do, you get to where the people just can't believe that the mental creates the physical. This woman put a wall up over her heart because it loved all the love issues that she had. And when Dr. Wolf started doing the non-surgical heart release on her, as soon as he got anywhere near her heart, guess what? She started having arm pain, which is typical of a heart attack. And if he would have continued on, she would have put herself into another. She would have put herself into another heart attack because nobody can get near that heart. She's not ready yet. So she has to become ready. And when she's ready, that can finally be done. So it is, you know, my career, like it was just, you know, you have an issue, you treat it. You have an issue, you treat it. I stepped into Dr. Wolf's class the first day back a couple years ago, and I'll tell you, I went, oh, my gosh, what this is it. This is what I've been looking for. All the emotional, why do babies come out breathe? Why do babies come out with the cord around their neck? All these things that he teaches you, and I finally, that first day, I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is what it's all about. You know, you go to a doctor, I don't know why it happens. No, we don't know why. There's just no reason, but we do know why. Everything has a reason, and that's what's great about Dr. Wolf. He tells you the reasons, and it's a beautiful thing. I continue learning every day from him. Like Gina said, this is going to be my sixth class in June. And, you know, you go in and you still learn. And when you have a question and you don't know, you call him up and he's there. He'll give you the answer. So it's a wonderful journey that we've taken. And it's been an incredible learning experience and how the body works. And, yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, you may have already answered this next comment. Deborah Smith, who is our Saturday host, she does move around with Deborah. She's a travel agent. She brings a lot of exciting information about traveling. But she says, greetings, ladies. Oh, my, bad food, bad mood. Is this why there is so much trauma and drama in our society? I heard a comedian say something, and I'll let you ladies address that, too. Last night, she said, our men are broken all over the world. She said the evidence is all these wars that we're having. And I was like, whoa, that's a truth. That's a truth you don't hear often. And I think that's why there's three women here today teaching this message, sharing this message, and talking with our sisters mostly. And the minister, Admiral Nelson, was the first male to come on. But I know that what she's saying, the reason we are having, part of the reason is what you just expressed. We're not going to the emotional, mental root of the problem, but also we've had this patriarchal, male-dominated society, doctors especially, that have brought no solutions to the traumas that we are seeing today. Debbie or Dina, what's your response?
They don't want a solution. It keeps feeding the well-oiled machine. Everything. Nobody wins in a war. And it's not the reason, the war itself. It's what they're injecting in you from birth to now having 78 rounds of vaccines at the age of 18. If you want to go deep diving into that, you can't deny it. People are fighting left and right. And women are fighting, but sometimes it's too late. The child is now autistic, borderline, or dead, you know? So there's a lot more to it than just the wars. The wars are created for distraction because while you're distracted here, other things are happening. I mean, I was just reading what Einstein said this morning, going into the simplicity of just evil on the planet. The last phrase, he says, why is there evil on the planet? Why did God create evil? He did not. What it is lack of God that creates the evilness, the lack of ownership of what you do to someone else, the feeling of compassion. And it's that lack of
you yourself not seeing value in another human being equal to you. It's the lack of that spirit. It's the lack of God or whatever you believe in. It's not created to create evil. It is just the lack of, and these people are lacking of. It's only about their own benefits. So that's my humble opinion. If you don't like it, toss it. There's a lot more we can go in, which too deep for this show.
We're gonna. Did you want to respond, Deborah, before we go to another break? Did you have?
Yeah. You know, as far as the men are concerned, in all the classes that I've been in, there's usually, like, say, let's go an average of 20 people. There's usually 3 men and 17 women. So that kind of speaks for itself of how many men are out there really looking for something. And men typically will only look at the very end. You know, they're not willing to make this change. And this comes from, you know, just generational, you know, just generations of families. We're so indoctrinated. We're so brainwashed. You know, you're born into this. Every corner there's a gas station that has crappy food to buy, you know, when you stop and get your gas. Where is the fruit store? Where is this? So if they make it difficult for everybody to eat well, and it's too easy to eat poorly, so, you know, and, you know, this is what your mother did. This is what their mother did. And so we really believe this until one day you have to wake up and say something is not right. And it's usually your body screaming at you. When my body screamed at me when I was 50, I researched. And I would say 98% of people won't do that. And that's taking the massive personal action and getting on this journey. And that's what it's all about. It's what you want. I mean, do you want to remain on a pill for the rest of your life, living in pain, taking the next pill, which is going to cause side effects to the next pill? Average person that I would run on a call when they were like in their 70s, I used to just, when I would write down on my report, I used to just say bag of meds because they had so many medications, I wouldn't write them all down because I said, just bring them to the hospital with us because I just refused to write them. You know, 10, 15 medications by the time you're in your 70s. So the choice is yours. If you want to keep living that life, then you live that life, and that is your journey, and perfect, that's for you. But for the people who are out there looking for something else, looking for something different, there is other things out there.
Well, that's interesting that you talk about the bag of meds. I had that experience, too, when I visited a friend and her mother-in-law was there. She was in her, probably in her 70s at the time. Bag of meds. I mean, there had to be about 20 medications. She brought out the bag. She's in my center. You got to see all these meds. You know, and she brought them. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How do doctors get to be so crazily unconscious? Because they're programmed, right?
Well, it's not only that, they're seeing multiple doctors, and when they see multiple doctors, this one put them on this one put them on that. And what happens is they're not communicating. And then they create even bigger problems because the one doctor doesn't know what the other one is on. And the majority of people that I had in my career, you know, you ask them what medication they're on, and they said, well, I take something, but I don't know what it is. So they're not even educated as far as what they're taking. And I even had a person when I said, do you have any medical problems? They said, no. And I said, do you take any medications? And they said, well, I take something for high blood pressure. And I said, well, then you do have a medical problem. So it's an interesting way of people. I think people just want, they don't want to take charge. They just want somebody to take charge of their health. And you have to start taking charge because there's no one out there that's going to do it. And I would tell people one person at a time in the back of my truck, if you don't take responsibility for your own actions, nobody else will. So.
Well, and on the other side of that, ladies, I have people in my life. My dad, for one, he wasn't on medication, but he had a pantry full of supplements. He would get these little booklets that would have 2-for-1 sales on chlorella, for instance. He had a lot of chlorella in his drawer. And for the most part, he was in really good health. But the end of his life, a broken heart was the root cause, I think, because he and his wife of 40 years were kind of like this. So the peace, the love, the harmony was gone. and there was a lot of stress in the relationship. And then another person I know, they have been taking tons of herbs and supplements, and yet they still have issues in their tissues, and they're struggling, and they're in pain. But there's tons, and they have a lot of knowledge about herbs and supplements, but they're still struggling. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk about that, how we can use lots of supplements or drugs, and we don't get to the root of the problem because we don't get to the traumas and the what they call ACEs. I don't know if you're familiar with adverse childhood experiences that they have said are really the root of most diseases. So, and then one more comment here before we go. Zelda says, teach, sisters, teach. Loving your teaching and giving us choices that teaches us to see ourselves, especially when we don't see such truth. Exactly. We've been bombarded with confusion and no truth. And so let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to answer. I've got another caller in the studio, 773-482, coming right back to you after this.
Oh,
break.
Man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out, and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Joy. And I'm Reverend Rosemary. Join us every second Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show for Neighborship of Joy.
We'll have powerful conversations inviting women to walk in the light.
So call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host.
You can also join us live on the Female Solution Facebook page and YouTube channel.
So see you on the second Saturday on the Neighborship of Joy.
And we are back. If you're just joining us, we are here with some very powerful sisters, Dina and Deb, who are the co-owners of Steward Health and Healing in Steward, Florida. I can't wait to visit this year, this month, next month. I'm at June. I'm planning to to be there in June. I hope I can take the whole week or two course, but I'm just waiting for the money to flow in from heaven. So thank you so much, ladies, for joining us. And we are, our studio's lighting up as usual. People usually press one at the near the end of the show. But let me open up the mic here. 773-483, your mic is open. You have a comment or question for us? Yes.
Good morning. This is Kofi. Morning. My last name is Stewart, so that's kind of ironic. I just want to make a comment and a question. In this day and time that we're dealing with, we're going through this gender warfare, which is really retarded. Women are blaming men are blaming women, and we're not blaming the system. Okay? When you go to med school, you come out and you are a drug dealer. Okay? You made a choice to go into that hospital. You made a conscious choice to go into the hospital. When you got sick, they called the ambulance and they took you to the hospital, or when you get, or you ran to a doctor, you didn't see. I'm a naturopath, so this is touching a chord with me. You made a decision to go to the doctor. So who is that? That's not an issue of a man. That's not men. That's not men setting the system up. The system is set up by the enemy, which is a female and a man. Stop attacking us men. You're attacking the system, not a gender. This is so retarded that the enemy has women and men fighting each other, and I'm looking at it straight on, and I'm like, wow, we are attacking the system, not an individual. That's my question I pose to you, and you can't blame these people who are going into these hospitals who are unconscious and don't know that there are natural treatment or natural therapy that can help them. No, you know, I have a hard time when I tell people, hey, I can help you live a better life. You know what they tell me? I want to figure it out for myself. I don't want to give you any credit over my life. I'll figure it out for myself, and I go fine. That's the ego problem, and that's where the majority of the world is. Everybody's taking information and never giving the credit to the person that they got it from. People out here are egotistical. They are taking advantage of everyone. I've been taking advantage of all for years, but it's okay because I put myself out there, and I tell people, I made your life better because you listened to me. So that's my question to you. Why, do you believe you're fighting a system or you're fighting a man? Explain that to me.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Kofi. We hit a nerve there when we brought up the men being broken. And my comment to that, Kofi, is you're absolutely right. You believe that it's not a male-female problem. And I'm not going to disagree with you at all. But when we look at who's running the system, I'm not even going to put male-female. I'm going to put a Zionist label on it. How about that one? Ladies, what's your response to Brother Kofi, who says, stop beating up on the men. They're not the problem.
Who's beating up on the men?
I made a comment about men. A comedian said that men are broken today, and that's part of the reason, not the whole reason, but that's part of the reason why we have the problems we have today, because we got a lot of broken men out there, and women, sure, but when we look at who's running the system, I mean, whose faces do we see? Go ahead, Dina or Deb.
We had a great saying with Doc, mind your business and go about your business. Don't worry about what's out there, what's happening out there. Whether they're men or women, it doesn't matter. When you go about your business and you mind your own business, you create your reality. So, Goofy, his name, Goofy?
Goofy. Goofy.
Goofy, you get the reality you believe in into. So if you believe people are out to get you, you're only going to meet the people that are out to get you. That is your belief system, drawing in the frequency that you believe. I believe that people that want to take massive action will come to Debbie and I.
And if not, it will dissipate. I go about my business. I create love and healing, and that's what I feel I create. When my rooms are full with 22 lovely people wanting a sound healing, and then five of them leak into meeting with Debbie and the Sultanic to continue their healing journey. So I believe it's what the life you have is what you put out there. So he's getting back what he believes the system is giving him. And people listen to you only by example. Because if you're overweight and you're not healthy and you're trying to tell someone to take charge of their life, you kind of have to represent. So that's where I go. It has nothing to do with men and women. These doctors are trained in a way that they believe they're helping people. There are some that wake up and go, whoa, this is not helping my people. Like this diet thing that's going on that people are ingesting and losing weight. There are doctors that will not allow, they will not prescribe that because they don't know the side effects in the long term. So I just think that going back, that you get the reality that you put out.
Yeah, so, and Kufi, I have to, in defense of Kufi, he's a great example in the city of Chicago of what health and natural healing. He's a naturopathic. And that's why he's questioning any station around it's the man or it's the woman, because he does walk the walk and talk the talk. So thank you, Kufi, for defending the men. But Deborah, you had a comment.
Yes, it's not just about men or women. It's a person's journey. It's just that more women tend to be searching for the answers compared to men. But I also believe that the foods and the things that they do in childhood visits are the reasons why the boys and you know, grow into men that we have these issues. And what we have to understand is there is no judgment for people. They're just on their journey, and their journey is that, whether they want to go to the hospital or whether they want to come see you or me or anybody else, that's their business. So we don't judge, we don't criticize, it's their decision. And me and Dina and I don't even like to work with people that don't want to take math. So we like to have people that come in that really want to change. It doesn't matter if they're male, they're female, it doesn't matter anything. We just want that person that's ready to make the change in their life. And we just help them along their journey and show them what to do.
Absolutely. So, and we've got another.
One other.
Go ahead.
One quick comment, and this is back to the nutraceuticals that we were going to answer on. Somebody that's taking a lot of supplements and stuff. You can keep on loading yourself with supplements and herbs or whatever you want to do, but unless you take your body and detox it from 50, from 60, 70 years of putting toxins in, those supplements, those herbs are not going to do what needs to be done. You have to detox the body. That's the most important thing. I tell everybody, you take your car and you get your oil changed every 5,000, every 7,000 miles. When was the last time you changed your oil?
Right. Let me go to the next caller here, 312-882. Mic is open. Welcome.
We on Yah Shalom, who are we don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful as you are, a superstar, Dr. B, Minister Robert Floyd Plump from Chicago. And how are you today and your guests?
We are doing great, Minister Plump. Do you have a comment or question for our guests who are talking about New World practitioners today?
Yes, the greatest practitioner is you become your best doctor, lawyer, and, practitioner according to your health. And thank you and your guests for being all about our health is our wealth. And we are products of what we eat as well as the mind we keep. And we are totally, when I say we, the Hal Washington Foundation is against violence, and we are against all of those what they call negative supplements and pills, and I have to be guilty myself. However, I'm trying to work myself into being happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. And as a result, you know, we're going to be having a healing, and Healing Equals to 23, Chicago Healing, and One Love on Mayor Harold Lee Washington Earth Day birthday. That's going to be this Monday, and I really like to invite you and your guests to participate, too, because the female solution.
Thank you, Minister Plumb, but we can't make that event in Chicago. We're going to stay in warm, sunny Florida. Thank you for that announcement, but we're going to move to our next caller because we're running out of time. So thank you, Minister Plumb, for commenting. 314-677, your mic is open.
Well, you know, Viata, to come off of Kufi, a sculpture makes a beautiful product because the base that they start with is beautiful. So when you have women raising boys that become defective men, then what do you expect? And more important, when you try to have and nurture and form a child in a womb that has had multiple abortions, that's a haunted house. So the product comes out awful. Your comment, please.
I'm going to let my guest comment first. Did you hear his comment, brothers, sisters? He's talking.
I can hear a little bit, but what is the gist of it? Break it down for me, Viola.
He's saying that when you have a woman who's had multiple abortions and then conceives a child, and that child comes forth, male child and or female, whatever, you're going to have sort of a weaker human being. And so what is your basic question, Pianti?
Well, I'll comment on that. I think that any child conceived with the sperm and the egg and the spark of God is whole being. It doesn't matter what the previous things happened. You know, we all don't know what we don't know. So this person is not aware of the consequences of having an abortion, and we're not here to judge, so that's not even a thing. But any God-sparked baby is a beautiful being, and I believe that the things they're born into, the foods, the treatments, and all the stuff that they get are the problem, not the womb. So that's my opinion.
My point was is that you have women trying to raise boys into viable men, and it don't work.
So I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Pianki?
I said you have women females that's trying to raise boys into viable men without a man example. The product turns out terrible.
Okay, thank you for that.
Again,
I got it.
Yeah, it's like Nina said, that we should keep it to personal opinion about how people are raised right now.
Right. Yeah, and that goes along with, I think what the comment he made says a lot about people learning lessons in life. Whatever experience you've had, traumatic, adverse childhood experience, we're here to promote lessons and options and solutions, right? Because there's such a variety and diverse number of experiences that we could talk about that people have. And then how do you solve those challenges and problems is the question. And we're here to help you find solutions, to healthy solutions. So we got one more caller, 706-202. I believe that's Kwame Sunhorse, who's in Georgia. Good day, Kwame. Go ahead.
Greetings, Sister Viata, and greetings to your guests. You know, we're talking about health and the overstanding about how we are to live in these bodies. The body is made to live. And when we're conceived, all fetuses are female. It changes and becomes, all embryos are females, and it changes when you become a fetus. The thing that we have to understand, the body is made to live by the creation of the Creator. The thing that we're having to look at is how do we give the body what's needed, because everything on the planet was made for us to sustain the life that we live. We have stopped doing that because for the most part, the human or the doctor can't even grow a blade of grass. He can't even make a scab. He practices giving you things in which he's been taught in an institution that says that these are the ways that the body should be treated. The only person that knows the body treatment plan is the Creator that created it. So we've got to look at how we are allowing ourselves to be given misguidance. You know, yes, they can look and see that there are certain things, but your body will signal you. You know, and the human brain is like the air traffic controller for the other body's brains. And so what we have to understand is that it's an inside job, and what we've been doing is allowing outside influence to damage what has been created by the Creator. And do you feel that? Do you feel that those that say they are healers, are they really healers? Or are they helpers? Which do you choose to label it?
Okay, there's a question for you as we get close to close. Thank you, Brother Kwame. Wonderful wisdom coming forward. What do you say about that? People, there's a lot of people out there trying to be coaches and healers. And we did a show not long ago on Soul Perks Healing about shamans. Now, those are some deep healers who have had experiences all their life, some of them, on how to influence the mind, body, spirit. But how about you, ladies? He's asking, what do you think about people who claim?
Let me start with me. As a sound healer practitioner, I tell people, I trigger the healer in you. All these sounds and frequencies, and I heal the trigger in you. We all have the innate ability to heal ourselves. Yes, we can help people with Reiki, the energy, but yet your body captures that frequency, that vibration, that energy, and heals itself. So what you put in it, mentally, physically, emotionally, nutritionally, is the result of what you're going to get. So it's up to you to do the work. You can talk about everybody else outside. It's up to you to do the work. So again, a healer is someone that triggers the healer in you. We're bringing information. We're telling you what we recommend. Yes, the subsonic does its work, but if you continue applying, you're going to be plugged into that subsonic forever because you're not changing the cause of what's happening. So that's my humble opinion about a healer.
Deborah, closing thoughts for us?
I think everybody can heal themselves, believe in themselves, become a leader. It's a choice. Everybody has their choice, and what you do with your choice on this journey is only up to you. And, you know, we're all here to learn our lessons and take this wonderful ride, and it's a beautiful thing. I know I chose to wake up every day with a smile on my face, enjoy my life. I love it. It's a beautiful thing. So you make your own reality, like Dina said, and what you make comes out. So if you want to cry about spilled milk all the time, you're going to get spilled milk. If you wake up and love everything, that's what it's going to be. It's all about love.
And going back to these childhood traumas, if you keep repeating a story over and over and over again, you keep reliving the emotion of that time. And you know what? The memory forgets what truly, truly, truly happened. You can go back and rewrite the story. It is your opinion of what happened that's causing you the harm today. And you prefer to live in the past than to live now? Come on.
Right.
So find ways to snap out of that trauma. Find yourself a coach. Find yourself someone to help you out. But if you want to feed into it, and I'm a victim of this and I'm a victim of that, you're going to get that for the rest of your life. You're wasting time. You're going to die anyway. So we're heading towards our death, which is a transition of energy. Why not make it the most beautiful ride?
So as we close, I want to. We're going to be in overtime a little bit, but this, I think this is important. Dina and Deb are going to be hosting a workshop in June with Dr. Wolf, and I'm already planning to sign up for the pelvic restoration workshop. That's 3 days. So far, that's what I can afford. But there's also a workshop for that go longer. But just if you could, ladies, give a quick, maybe not so quick, summary of what does the pelvic restoration workshop include and why every woman and every woman should be thinking about taking that workshop.
Go ahead, Dina.
No, that's your forte. He took the course. I apologize. He was part of the
Basically, the pelvic area in a woman is the holy grail, and it's everything starts from there. And so this course teaches you how to get back that youthfulness. You know, as we age, you know, the vaginal wall becomes thin, becomes dry. We go into menopause. These changes, we can renew. There's vaginal infusions. There's exercises. There's so much to learn about treating your pelvic area with love, with everything. And when you open that up, you know, it's people that have breast cancer is related to the pelvic. Everything is related. So when you learn how to treat one, you learn how to fix the other. And it's a beautiful thing. So every woman should take the class.
Yes, I agree. And listen, we just didn't have enough time. I hope you ladies will think about coming back next month and talking a little bit more about, we didn't talk about chakras yet, or the energy in those energy circles, or let's just talk about next time, if you can, the workshop in June, because there's like a week one and there's another one. I want to promote these workshops.
I'll go through it real quick. The Whole Life Coach, which is with Dr. Wolf, teaches you how to become your own practitioner, teaches you these steps that can get you out of that childhood trauma. There's the loving steps. There's mirror work. There's so much. That will be June 5th to the 13th. And then there's the Wolf Non-Surgical, which is done with Dr. Sage Wolf, which is Doc's son. Wonderful, wonderful person. I mean, incredible Wolf Non-Surgical person he's amazing. He's young but has so much knowledge. That will be June 15th through the 26th, and then the pelvic masterclass is the 28th through the 30th, which is with Lorraine, and she does a wonderful job of teaching all the ladies everything about the pelvic area.
So wonderful. So all you listeners, especially up there in Chicago, you should be ready for a trip to Florida by June. It'll be nice and hot for sure. But Stuart is right on the beach, right? How far are you from the beach?
Well, yeah, it's probably maybe like 5 to 7 miles, depending on where you stay from the training.
So
on the beach, but it's about 5 miles.
Okay.
From the training facility. And then don't forget, it doesn't get dark till 8 o'clock, so you have plenty of time to enjoy Stuart in between.
Yeah, and then you can get a sunrise. I haven't had a sunrise in a while. I go to Melbourne a lot just to get a sunrise energy. So thank you so much, ladies, and I hope you'll come back in the very near future. We got to do this again. So much we can share and talk about. But any final words you want to leave our audience with?
They can absolutely have more information on the StuartHealthAndHealing.com. You can sign up on Doc. You can go on Doc and Detox.com under certification, or you can go on BHNUniversity.com to register. You can call him directly. You can call us. We'll connect you to Lori. We're there to help and support you if you're on the fence of taking this course. If not, you're going to see him in Mexico.
All right. And there's the beautiful website that I hope you will visit. It's a really informative and just the nice colors to view. Take time to view that and think about June for a vacation in Stuart, Florida, where you can learn how to take charge of your health. So, ladies, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for being here. And look forward to seeing you in June. And then I will send you a text in the near future if you want to come back and share some more wisdom and knowledge. So have an awesome day and life, and well, talk to you soon.
Thank you for the advice. Bye, guys.
Take care. All right, we are going to say goodbye now to our global family. I hope this has been helpful to all of you. And tomorrow we have Mama Joy. So come back tomorrow on the Female Solution at 12 noon Central Time. And Sunday I'll be back with Soul Purpose Healing. These are exciting times for me. There's so much going on. And this Sunday, I want to talk about the price of fame, money, and fortune and recognition. Especially O.J. Simpson has been on my mind because there's so much about this man that people have missed and the lessons that he has taught us. Whoa, they're huge, huge, huge. So Sunday, it could change in the next 2 days. Sunday, I'll probably be doing a little bit on the price of fame and money and recognition, because that's one of the things that O.J. Simpson was seeking. And when you go to Hollywood, California, your legacy gets a little tarnished there. So anyway, we're all about teaching lessons here on the Female Solution. And join us here every day. You can get some wisdom. So let's say goodbye now to our global family.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie.
Xiexie.
Zanyaba. Japan.
Zanyaba.
Arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, merci. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jared, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
And to all
Thank
my
you.
Friends in Hawaii,
and may peace be upon
aloha,
you, and
aloha,
the mercy of God,
stand strong,
and
Maui.
God's blessing.
Lahaina, you got this. We're praying for you already. Restore, restore, restore. And all my yogi friends, namaste, and sat nam. Love you all. Have a great day, and shine your light wherever you go. Shine your light, and give somebody a hug when you can. If not, just give them a smile. They need it. They need it. We all need a smile. Shalom.